Blog Talk Radio.
Look at all the hurt and pain that you caused. You chose to divide a family for the fame at any cost. Be a man and accept that this is all your fault. Yes, it is. I know it is. You made the turning back. I failed us so much that it's hard to call you dad. You're something like the worst nightmare I've ever. You're a cold, cold man. You're a cold, cold man.
Man.
You ain't my family.
You're a cold, cold man.
How could you treat us this way?
Locked down in a cell, all because you wasn't man enough to say you didn't. See, I don't even understand how you could live with yourself, but it's alright,
though. Your judgment's coming, it's long past due. If you live by the sword, die by it too. You lied on your mother about being alive just so your fame. Regret won't die. Tell me how could you be so heartless and selfish? Won't it be your responsibility? Oh, am I just set free? It hurts like hell that you can't see that you're a cold, cold man.
What are you doing? Well, it's time to deal with the issue. You are tuning in to a live radio blog talk broadcast of Word is Right in conjunction with Past Generation Lost in the Mix, Affected by Sight, hosted by none other than yours truly, Evangelist Missionary Dr. Katrina M. Sanders, a member of the Redeemed Fellowship Outreach Ministry Incorporated, Church of God in Christ, affiliated with the Church of God in Christ, where the founder and pastor is District Superintendent Pastor Robert R. Sanders II. Top of the mid-afternoon to you is 1233 here in Chicago. It's cold! My God, my God, my God. it's been a minute. But so much going on. You know, we've been at a new church, getting ready to roll out some programs for the beginning of the year. For all of you all who are interested in learning how to write grants, the Redeemed Fellowship Outreach Ministry Incorporated will be hosting the Power of Grant Writing, the Daughters of Destiny, which will be held at 860 East 75th Street, the corner of 75th Drexel in Chicago. Apostle Bridget Outlaw is a certified grant writer, along with her moderators, will be sitting down with you, teaching you and showing you how to write grants and how to get into the database. For those of you all who are interested, registration is going out. If you want more information, you may email me at DR, D as in David, R as in Ralph, Katrina with a K, A-T-R-I-N-A, Sanders at gmail.com. For more information and we will be able to help you as soon as possible. We have so many things going on that we are busy. We have no other time for anything else but trying to get things going. Listen, we got a goal. We have a endeavor to reach. So Redeemed Fellowship is acting alone for 2017, because we have too many things going on in our world to be more concerned about, and that's the community. And I want to give a shout out to Alderwoman Michelle Harris. Thank you for meeting with District Superintendent Pastor Robert R. Sands on last week. We are so happy to be in your area, and we are glad that you are on board with the programs that we are going to be helping you with or assisting you with, as well as you being a part of the different programs that we'll be having. Also in March, we are looking for the Community Business Expo, which I will talk about and elaborate later on about that. Listen, I am going to deal with some issues right here that needs to be addressed. I did receive a few emails. We've had a really interesting few months. I tell you, there's been so much battle going on back and forth that we've seen with the religious wars. That's really silly to me. It's just so silly. Good grief. But in the meantime, a lot of religious wars cause stirs within families. And when they cause problems in families, you don't know really in depth how people can be affected by the action of one person or two. A lot of people... my husband and I, we had to revise a lot of our personal technology because of the stuff that we have viewed or have heard about, which we don't really have time to really get into because it's just a bunch of junk. It's not creating anything but a lot of hurt, a lot of division. But I was telling someone yesterday that I wanted to deal with family. My husband and I, we had a conversation with our son, Daniel, and a lot of things crosses his mind when it comes to his siblings and things of that nature. And see, what a lot of families don't know, for some reason, African-American family, we don't like to communicate. We want to be stuck in our own belief. We want to be set in our own ways. We want to believe what we want to believe and not get clarity, you know, even if the Bible already says and all that getting, get an understanding. But even in African-American community, we just don't want to talk. We want to cuss, fight, complain, huff and puff, have an attitude, carry a grudge. And that's not the way of life. Even if you're not a biblical person, it still does not mandate you to be ugly in the way that you do things. A lot of times children are affected by what they have seen their parent and or parents do. I've talked about this before when I watched my mom and my dad in their marriage that literally they never got a divorce. They just separated. You know, old school, basically that generation that's in their 70s, they had a whole different understanding. The 70s and the 80s had a whole different understanding of things. So some of them stuck in and some of them didn't. But by the same token, I know you're probably asking, why would I play a song called Cold Cold Man? Because a lot of it start with the fathers. A lot of it start with the fathers. And the thing about it is that when you look at Empire, a lot of people have their own, you know, opinion about Empire, but I don't have my own opinion about Empire. I look at the storyline and read the storyline as to what Lee Daniels, along with other writers, are indwelling into his program, the episodes. I wish I could be a writer. I mean, I would love to be in there because I have some real stories, and I'm really thinking about revising my project, Journey of Women, to a picture more so than just a documentary. But anyway, Lucius Lyon. There are a lot of men that I've looked at in the religious world that compare to the character that of Lucius Lyon, which is excellently portrayed by Terrence Howard. He is noted as being the hero of the series. Daddy Strong and Lee Daniels really put it together. And this really is a production from the offset of Dynasty, which is my top If anybody asks what I want to see every day, it would be Dynasty. Yeah, because they don't have many shows. But Empire is right there with it because it's actually bubbling from that. If you remember, Blake Carrington was the oil man. He was married to the dapper extraordinaire herself, Alexis Colby's character, Dexter Rowe. She had all them husbands. And felt because I'm the first wife, I have all the mandates, and I can do what I want to do. You know, thank God Cookie is not like that at all. But I tell you, it's been many times I've been wanting Joan Crawford to be thrown off the cliff. But anyway, you have a lot of Lucius Lyons in families, whether it be in the church, political, or just moralistic world. And what happens is that power overtakes a lot of things in a family. Here you have Lucius Lyon being the CEO and the founder of the Empire Entertainment, which is dealing with the world music records, of course, with his family in it, okay? He knows that he would have to have someone out of his children to take the family to the next level because he's getting older. He has a son. Andre Lyon, of course, who was played by Tri Bayers. He just recently got married to the one that plays Boo Boo Kitty. I have a nickname for a family member. I call her Boo Boo Kitty Popcorn, La La Sla Sla Ta Ta Na Na Ha Ha Ya Ya. I know it's crazy, but it's the truth. Your identity fits the name, except not educated. Of course, Cookie went to prison because of something that Lucius had done. But she took the fall for it because of the love of her family. And he has a son, Andre, who college educated, but has issues with mental problems, bipolar, as they said. The gay songwriter, Jamal, who is, oh my God, that boy Jussie Smollett. My God, I hope I can get in contact with him because that young man can sing his behind off. I promise you can. He's a gay singer. He deals with his emotions because even though he was there, he still had confusion going. His dad couldn't understand it. Hakeem, the youngest rapper, played by Rashier White Gray, who will also be in the upcoming 3-day presentation of New Edition on next month. So get your VCRs ready for that one. And they're all against one another, okay? And it's kind of parallel with, if many of you all really read William Shakespeare, The King's Lear and James Goldman, The Lion and the Winner, it kind of comes from that. So the company has expanded into the New York Stock Exchange, which is excellent for a black-owned company. He's got to deal with his wife, Cookie, who was played by my girl, Taraji. Can't nobody play that part like Taraji. Don't let her go. Give her the money because she makes the show. Don't replace her with nobody else. Keep Taraji in there because she plays a very pivotal point in Empire, okay? So now you got Jamal suffering with his sexuality. You know, Hakeem getting a little young guy. He wants to be, you know, I'm the biggest rapper, you know. And then you got Andre, who's the businessman. Now, you have this situation where you got Amika, who was a head of A&R. She was a part of Lucius' life, but see, there was a connection between Cookie and Lucius, and those were the children. And a lot of that happens in marriages, but the children, they're grown. And so, but Amika was trying to be slick and hook and crook, and if you remember, in earlier episodes that Andre's wife, the one that got killed, she literally was sold herself out to get things done. And so Andre, if you remember, and you follow through, he used her as a prostitute to make deals with certain people. So she met him in college. They became married. And then her and Nika, she found out Nika killed her baby. You know, that went on from that point. Now, Lucius also had a problem with using his real name, and his real name was Dwight Walker. He grew up in Philly, of course, selling dope, you know, at the age of, you know, his young age to support himself, after his father was murdered by the Nation of Islam. He also met his future wife, which is Cookie, who helped him sell it in order to finance his rapping career. A lot of people do that, especially in the church. You have preachers that do the same thing. Whether y'all want to believe it or not, it is true. She was eventually released, and then he went on to divorce her, raising the three young children with the help of Vernon, who was Malik Yoba, Vicky's cousin, okay, Bunky Williams, Antonio McKay. After being successful, Lucius uses the dope money that he had for his company, and that's how he was able to build the empire. After wanting to make empire public, you know, he understands that he was supposed to have an ailment and whatnot, irreversible. Come to find out, he was misdiagnosed. So all that went through, you know, leading up to now. Lucius tells Bunky to literally spy on Cookie. He wouldn't do so because that's not God's name. And in an attempt to blackmail him and all that gambling debt. See, a lot of times fathers pay off all these debts of other people. And that's what makes it very, you know, interesting, because when you are involved in blackmail, there's a lot of things to contend with. And a lot of times men, thinking that some men, not all of them, feel that if I do this for you, you should do this for me. And Lucius felt, because he's bailed a whole lot of people out and paid off their debts, that, yes, you're entitled to do this for me. But he didn't. So guess what happened? He killed Bunky. As time progresses, you know, Andre gets the wind of it. He know what his father did. A lot of things that he done, he did it to cover up everything. Even a child that he allegedly had by one of his son's girlfriends, all that came up. That happens in the church. We see it all the time. A lot of leaders do not understand what they are doing to their families when they hide being associated or affiliated with the drug world, the gangster cartel. This is what a lot of fathers do. And the mothers, a lot of them, they'll take it, and some of them will not take it. And it's sad, because this is what happens with family secrets. My husband and I, we personally experienced that, of things that we never knew and never heard, and we got accused for knowing something that we never knew. Well, I want everybody to go back and tell it. Because of what one or two people can do to literally cause a family to be at odds. I have children from a previous marriage. He has children from a previous marriage. All of our children are grown except for the young one, Daniel. But you have a lot of the hate and jealousy inside a family that you literally just, it takes the family to another level. In the song that Jamal recorded, which is Smollett, basically said, just, Father, you are cold. You let mama stay in prison for the things that you did. You killed her cousin. You literally killed Frank in prison, the guy that you knew. You set him up and turned around and you had him murdered, although you didn't do it with your hands. He was already paid off a lot of the people in the prison. And this is what causes families to be divided. You have it to where, as if a father wants to manipulate his way, he will do what he can to make those children not like their mother, based on something that the children don't even know nothing about. And that is what happens, and that is why I used empire, cold man. The feds got a leak of certain things, and when the feds got a leak of certain things, he was going to marry Cookie. But Anika held all the secrets, and she didn't want to get, she knew that the power of her mouth was going to get her killed. So Lucius decided to do what? Marry her, so she wouldn't have to testify against him. She had a baby by her son. So this is what the men do. When men our leaders and they decide to turn the table on other things for themselves to make themselves look better or good, literally what happens is that the family end up being destroyed, where the father protects the son or the son-in-law. And when they protect the son-in-law and the son from evil things, you know, it sends a ripple effect to the family. And with Lucius being the way he was, basically, it caused a lot of problems. Now, in that same situation, of course, Anika became mentally distorted. Well, number one, she knew what kind of man Lucius was in the first place, because he was a killer. He had eyes in every place, lest you think you think he's not looking. And that's where a lot of times men, when they build this empire of themselves in any political office or religious office, they think I'm the power. You know, they kind of remind me of He-Man. I am the power, and they feel that I'm in charge. I know what to do. I know how to do this. I know how to do that. Money answers all things in a lot of cases. But when you have this type of drama going on within the families, it causes the children to be, they tend not to like each other. They tend not to know how to address issues. One of my children, I told them, you have an issue and you need to deal with the issue. How you deal with the issue, and when you're dealing with the issue, then you're able to get to the point, but you have to be honest of what you have done. A lot of times, most men have caused problems and disarray within the family that they don't know they're doing this. That's the bad part. They have no idea that they are presenting this pain, this hurt, this disillusion of actions that causes children to be the opposite of what they're supposed to be. The man is, according to what God created, the man is to be a leader, but not to the point that he manipulates and cause other people pain, especially the other children, to where the daughters are confused or the other sons are confused. And then you don't have a passion for your blood enough to know that if somebody, you know, my husband said this, and he knew by experience, because when he was out there, he knew what the streets were. When a man is married and you decide to mess with a hoe, you don't treat the hoe like the princess or the queen. She's what Tupac would say, spoils of war, which came from Machiavelli. She's only good enough for screwing, sending out the dough. That's all it is. But when men don't know the street codes or the street games, they become as if they know what they're doing, and they don't. So now here you have a situation where, in this instance with the Lyon family, you have Lucius, who yet I got to have it all, I got the control. But Jesse Smollett wrote this song called Mama, and I'm going to play it at the end of the show. It is so pretty. It had me just moving left and right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I love the song. So the thing of it is that when men are fathers and you know that you're in mess, don't you know the effect that you leave behind other people, that you damage that? There's no going back to that because you're not thinking, and you cause a huge division among your family to where they have to cut you off because of your actions are demonic. And then the siblings become disarray with what's going on and how things are, and they're going to view it their way because they're figuring their way is right. But no, it's not right. You know why? Because that way is not the right way. And it does affect another child. So when they look at what you do, then they carry out that same behavior pattern, which you think is right. And it's not right. It literally is not right. and it affects folks. What Lucius did, Lucius hooked up with the drug cartel. I'm sorry, a lot of preachers hook up with the drug cartels. They're going to tell their families. A lot of them have destinations where they go and be with the whole and not be in the same area, not knowing who's working at these places that you're taking the women to. It should not be, especially in the church. So when you're looking at these things, it literally hurts and it sends a ripple effect down through the family, and then it causes more and more pain. I believe Pastor Sanders is on the line. Are you there?
I'm somewhere around here. I'm somewhere. How you doing, honey? I just wanted to just tell you that you're doing a wonderful job on your show, bringing these things up to the front or to the fray, because these are topics that are not discussed at home or even in our churches or even amongst our children. I just thank God that that we have an open relationship where we do discuss things with our children. And, you know, sometimes I may be ostracized because I have my children, being the fact that they are adults now. These are things that I discuss with them so that they will know where their father actually stands. I could care less about what others may think. But I have an obligation that if my children come to me and they want to know the truth about things that go on, they need to know that so that they can move along with their life, so they don't pass off lies and things built on lies from other family members and or parents and grandparents into their children. It's the reason why a lot of our society is messed up is because of things that were passed on by folk long dead, and their bones is in the grave, but yet all of the bull crap that they left behind is still raging because nobody put a cap on it. And I encourage my family members and try to talk to our family to bring things to the forefront. And let's sit down and let's talk about it. Even the Bible itself says to come and let us reason together. You can't reason if you're sitting up there arguing and running. Reason means to discuss, to talk, and to bring things out. But it's just so funny on how people can come together and argue with each other, but they're supposed to be holy, but they can't even sit down and pray together about things that concern the family. So, you know, I just commend you. I had to just, you know, take a minute or two to jump in on here to let you know that that I was listening, that I support you. And another thing too, when your children come to you as adults, they remind you of things that they experienced when they were younger. You were mentioning the lions. If people have been watching the episode of Empire, you will see where they had flashbacks to when the children were younger. And then they would fast forward to where they are now experiencing, especially the child that's bipolar, the young man is bipolar on there. He had a lot of instances that flashed to him. Lucius Lyons himself they flashed back to when he was younger. His mom was she crazy as a bed bug. She was trying to drown him in the bathtub.
That you can get that out of him.
That affected him coming up. But one thing to say about the Lyons family, see, they can give you a good example of how streets are supposed to be played and how you play hoes. Lucius was a master at doing it. Lucius played the hoes, but he treated Cookie like a queen.
Exactly, because
Cookie got her.
No
matter what, he treated her like a queen. Cookie walked in and took hers, whatever she
That's
wanted.
Right.
She didn't play. So, and he didn't treat her the same as he treated all these other ones.
Mm-hmm.
So some men need to take a page out of that. She wasn't no fool. Cookie wasn't no fool either. So
no,
you know, even though it's a it's a like a nighttime soap opera, you learn a lot because Empire was patterned off a dynasty. the Carringtons and Blake was very careful. He didn't let nobody go over his honey pie. Mm-hmm. What was that, Linda Evans? His wife.
Crystal, yeah.
Yeah, Crystal. You couldn't do Crystal like that, boy. He didn't play that. So, I see that honey, I know time is getting up, but I just wanted to, get in there and put my plug in, and tell all of listeners out there to continue to keep our families in prayer, keep them up before God, because if there was a time that we need him right now. Thank you, honey.
Yeah, that's the truth, because even if you're in the church, I'm learning that a lot of folks don't want to follow the Bible anyway. If they don't want to come together, you don't go running behind them trying to make them do anything. If their mind is already made up and set up, it's going to take God to deal with their mind frame. We can't make them do anything. So
Amen.
We don't put our lives on hold to try to do over and abundantly that which is not even in the Bible to do. The Bible has the rules, but we don't go and add our rules in there to overly do something that we already know that they basically are going to be already mindset. So, here we go. So this is what rolls on. But when family causes other families to part from you, it's literally because of the damage that you did not see that you have done and that you're going to be held accountable for. So at the end of the day, no matter what it is that you feel in your mind, your theory and your own understanding does not work that way. It just doesn't work that way. You either do the Bible or you get out of the church. If you're in the church and you are a religious leader and you feel that I'm perfect, I don't know, I ain't never done nothing. Yes, you have. It's just the thing of it. You don't see it because you are too blinded by your own ways. That's what the Bible says, that there is a way that seemeth right unto man. And that's when you feel that I'm right in what I'm doing, but you're not right, because guess who else it hurts? It hurts the other people below you. And at the same token, causes nothing but distension. So a lot of people need to understand that. They need to understand the seriousness of that. And once they understand that, then they can be able to do or make the necessary adjustments that they need to make in their life to make things better. From that point on, it's very important to deal with the issues and not to deal with things that literally based upon what we feel. So we thank Pastor Sanders for tipping in, and we're going to come back to this again on next week, and we're going to dig more deeper into it, because we want to get to the core of that that problem that are going on within families that causes division or bring division among others. But this time I want you to listen to Empire Mama by Jesse Smollett from the Empire soundtrack. Be blessed.
Being unstable, warrior would suit you so much better. grateful, yes I am.